We're joined on the line by our featured guest this evening. It's a great actor that we have the chance to share a few minutes with. I remember seeing him on Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots on Oprah Winfrey's network. He's done so many other great things in recent years. We're joined by actor John Chafin. John, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, really all good. Right. Really good. Glad to have you on. I got to ask you, you've been involved with a number of great projects. You've been on Snowfall. You've been on Hawaii Five-0. There's so much great stuff on TV. Do you watch TV when you're not working? Do you have a show that's like your secret little passion, something that you recommend to your friends that you might want to recommend to our listeners now, something that you really like to sit down and just binge watch?
I mean, I when I do get a chance to watch television, there's so many shows on that I love. I just got into Game of Thrones. I know I'm late.
You got a lot to watch.
You have a lot of stuff to watch.
You got a lot of work to do.
And I have a couple weeks.
Lot of catching up to do.
And I have to say, John, stay off the internet. You can't be very, very careful.
Spoilers.
Everywhere.
I will.
Now, I
just started.
Now, did it meet expectations? Because I know it's become kind of this social thing now. Everyone talks about it. Everyone has opinions on it. The episodes you've watched now, is it meeting expectations, exceeding? How does it match what you thought it would be like?
Well, from what I was told, the first season is a warm-up. You know, it gets better. You just kind of have to get through it. Because the first couple episodes, I was kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it gets better and better, and I'm already hooked. So
I'm telling you, winter is coming. Winter is coming.
Well, and you got plenty of time. You got plenty of time, because I heard, the last I heard, they're still filming the final series. It's not going to come out until, like, 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the time it comes out, I'll be all caught up.
That's good.
I'm binge watch for like 2 weeks. So.
Oh boy!
Now, could you see yourself, John, doing something that's kind of period like that? Have you? I didn't see anything like that in your resume. Have you done anything that's like seriously period piece?
Well, what I'm doing now, Native Son, period. I haven't done anything medieval times, anything in that arena. But that would definitely be something that would be fun to do. I would love to have an opportunity to do it.
To wear a suit of armor and wield the
weapon. You can take the sword fighting lessons and horse riding and doing all that.
Of course.
Well, I'm telling you,
I'm jumping with both feet.
I heard you doing this play. I'm looking forward to it. I remember reading Native Son in my African American literature class in UCLA, and that was an intense book.
So let's talk about that, John.
Tell us about Native Son.
Yeah, this great play, why you're doing it, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, so, well, I'm doing it because, one, it's amazing work of art by Richard Wright, who wrote this groundbreaking novel in 1940, and it really just shook up everything once he wrote it. And this particular adaptation by Naam B.E. Kelly is focusing on the inner workings of Bigger Thomas's mind, so she uses the double consciousness, according to W.E.B. Du Bois's book, Souls of Black Folks, in which she talks about how you are seen through the prism of other people, and you see how other people see you versus how you see yourself. So a lot of this play is just working on the inner workings of Bigger's mind and how he ticks and how he gets through everything that he's going through with the oppression of 1939 Chicago. This play, to me, is very near and dear.
Right now you're just recreating all of my African American classes at UCLA. The Soul of the Black Folk.
Is it all coming back to you?
It's all coming back to me.
All right, good, good, good.
I mean, Naam-B, she wrote this is a groundbreaking piece. She wrote a great, great, great novel. Adaptation of this novel. And when audiences come to see it, I think they're really going to be blown away, because if people are familiar with the novel, Richard Wright in the novel painted Bigger Thomas is pretty much. He was hard. He was a monster. Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna.
I wouldn't want to face him in a back alley or anything like that.
Right. So what Naam-B has done is that she's taken that, and we're going deeper into the mind of Bigger Thomas. And actually what makes him tick, and like I said, the double consciousness and not seeing yourself as other people telling you are, but seeing yourself as who you are, and that being enough. you know, you young man, you are enough. So it's very visceral. People are going to be sitting on the edge of their seat. It's 90 minutes, no intermission.
Okay.
So it's like a train taking off. Once the train takes off, it doesn't stop.
And is there anything that's going to surprise the audience when they go there? Anything that is going to kind of catch them by surprise?
Well, we Nambi stayed pretty true to the novel. So if you're familiar with the novel, if you're not, then I don't want to spoil anything you. But it is very. But we're doing it all in good taste. It is graphic. You know what happens with Bigger Thomas, the events that. take place, and you know, as his life begins to unravel. I don't want to give away what happens, but if you are familiar with the novel, then yes, we do touch on all of those, and it's definitely it's going to be very in your face, but it's done in a way that is very poetic and very artistic. So I think that audiences will definitely walk away feeling full and loving this piece. And hopefully they'll want to come back and watch it and tell all their friends to come and see it.
Yeah, well, we are there. Tell us where to go, where to get tickets, and where they're running.
Yes, of course. So this is the Southern California premiere. This particular production has not been done in L.A., so that in of itself is a major thing. It's being presented over at Antilles Theater Company that's here in Glendale, California. And we're going to be running preview start this Thursday, April 12th, and we have previews until April 18th, and then we open on April 19th and run until June 3rd. So, and our shows will be Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays. So you'll have plenty of time to come. Kiki and David Ginder Performing Arts Center, that's at 110 East Broadway in Glendale, California. So, and you can also go to antaeus.org. That's antaeus.org to purchase tickets.
Sounds like it's going to be an amazing, amazing.
Dave and I, we're going. We're going.
Theater. You're going to go. You're going to go.
Absolutely.
We're going to go. I want to thank you so much, John Chapin. Great actor. We love you on the screen. We're going to really love you on the stage. Thanks so much for being part of the Bigger Picture.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.